Hey everybody, my name is Thomas Coletta, and welcome to Future NFL Scout. I'm a senior at Florida State, and you know, I've dreams to one day be an NFL scout and work in the NFL. You know, what a blessing it is to have that dream, right? And this is my first episode, and to those of y'all who are listening, I say thank you. And so I'm going to go over what the Patriots need, right? The New England Patriots. You know, they're off a four-win season. You know, it was pretty rough. You know, you got your quarterback in Drake May. I mean, you can be pretty fortunate to get a quarterback like him, right? Not many teams are lucky enough to get that. And, yeah, you had a terrible season. You have a pretty bad roster. But, hey, you got a chance to really turn things around. You know, they have $130 million in cap space, most in the NFL. You know, it's time to spend that cash. Let's go get some players, right? And I think the first position they really need to fix the offensive line, especially the tackle spot. I mean, you have David Andrews at center. You got Onwenu at guard. I mean, you know, say what you want about Cole Strange. He was hurt most of this year, right? If you want to go and bring in another guard, replace him, you can go ahead and do that, but you know, I think there might be some hope in the building that he can kind of turn things around, you know. At the tackle spot, you know, free agency, you got Ronnie Stanley, right? And yeah, no, he has had some injury problems, but he's still a top tackle, veteran tackle. He's better than what you have by a lot. I mean, Demetrius Jacobs and Vidarian Lowe, come on now. Like, you need, that'd be a huge upgrade. You know, put him on the left side, and it's not like this offensive line needs to become perfect overnight, because Drake May can work with less, and I mean, we saw that this year, and I really think a guy like Ronnie Stanley could help fix a lot of those problems. And then, you know, another position of need is the receiver spot, right? You have Kendrick Bourne, you got Pop Douglas, Kayshon Booty even had a breakout year. And you still got guys like Jalen Polk and Javon Baker, who just did not do much at all as rookies this year. So I think you need to go out and make a splash signing, and you need to throw the bag at T. Higgins. You need to do whatever it takes to make him become a Patriot and get Drake as wide receiver one. That is so important, and I think you really need to go ahead and do that. And then, also, at the offensive line spot, you got the guard from Kansas City, Trey Smith. Once again, he'd be a huge upgrade over Cole Strange and Onwenu. And if you really want to move Onwenu back out to right tackle, which he can play, you know, we've seen it before. He's not as good he is there as he is at guard, but if you got to do it, you got to do that. You got to do what you got to do. And Trey Smith has been a crucial part of the Chiefs' offensive line over the past few years, especially these Super Bowl runs. Like, guards like that don't hit the free agent market very often. And if you can get a chance to go out and get him, you might have to open up that checkbook and pay him $18, $20 million a year. You got to do that. And then I think another position of need is really the DN spot. You know, they have Keon White and Dietrich Wise. Like, they're good players, but you need that otherworldly guy that just can completely take over a game. You know, your Micah Parsons, your Nick Bosa's, you know, those type of guys. And, well, there's nobody like that in the free agent market this current offseason, but Josh Sweat from the Philadelphia Eagles, he had 8 sacks this year. He would provide an immediate upgrade, and you probably don't have to give him this insane contracts, maybe 15, 16 a year, but, you know, it's not like you're having to pay him 26, 27 a year. And that would provide an instant upgrade. You know, you have Mike Vrabel coming in. He knows how to use a lot of these guys. And I also think another interesting thing to look at is Mr. Jeffrey Simmons from Tennessee, right? He played with Mike Vrabel, did really well underneath him. He ended up earning that huge contract he got out there. You know, could we see a trade, right? I mean, if you're kind of active on social media, you'd see, you know, someone suggested that, and you know, he liked it. He liked the idea of going to New England to play you know, with his former coach in Vrabel. So that's also something to consider as well. And then in the draft, right? I like Will Campbell and Kelvin Banks, but I would much rather them get a guy like Ronnie Stanley and fix the offensive line in free agency, kind of fix the receiver spot in free agency, fix the DN spot in free agency, so at number four, you can just take the best player available. And I think probably number one, right, we'll probably see Cam Ward go. Number two, the Browns can move out, or they could just take Travis Hunter, you know? It'd be really interesting to see what they do there. Or they could even go with Shadur. And then at three, I do expect the Giants to take Shadur, but, like, if the rumors of Deion go into Dallas, and then maybe wanting to trade up to get his son, but I just, in-division trade like that, it would just be very, very weird. So they'd probably have to try to jump to two, and maybe the Giants try to fight that off, and maybe they trade up the two. So I don't know. Cleveland definitely will have some offers on the table over a battle for Shadur. But then you sit at number four, right? You still got some really good players left, like Tet McMillan from Arizona. I mean, you can't teach size, right? He's 6'5". He had a monster year this year. Really good year last year. I mean, this guy's going to be a wide receiver run literally the day he steps into the league, right? I mean, he's a great route runner, great ball awareness, great hands, great size. He's not the fastest, but, like, it doesn't really matter because of he can get separation regardless. So he's really good. And then I think also my personal favorite guy going in this draft, and I would rather the Patriots take over anyone else, is Abdul Carter from Penn State. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I watched him in the SMU game in the playoffs. He just took over the whole game. I mean, it seemed like every other play he was in Kevin Jennings' face providing pressure. I mean, wow. I mean, he is just a specimen off the edge. And, I mean, he kind of reminds me of, like, a young Von Miller. Like, back when he would play for Denver, like, the way that Von Miller took over that 2015 Super Bowl reminded me really how Abdul Carter took over a lot of these games in the Penn State's playoff run. And yeah, it sucked. They went down to Notre Dame, but you could really tell he left us all on the field. And that's the type of player I would want on my team. So if they get the chance to take Abdul Carter, what a blessing. And then Travis Hunter, right? The Heisman winner. Plays both sides of the ball. I've heard people say he's Justin Jefferson in offense and Pat Surtain Jr. on defense. I mean, can't get much better than that, right? But I don't know, right? He isn't the biggest guy in the world. I've seen him. He looks a little more fluid at corner. That seems to be kind of the consensus, right? Like, he had over 1,000 yards at Colorado. You know, he was voted the best receiver and the best DB in the country this year. But, I mean, in the Big 12, he isn't really playing the best competition. And when Colorado would sometimes play a lot of these, you know, bigger teams, he would show up, but he wouldn't be as dominant, right? Like, obviously he's going to be a really good player. I just don't think he's going to play both sides of the ball. And if he leans more being a corner, if you're the Patriots, I mean, you already have Christian Gonzalez. Like, what, you're not going to spend the number four overall pick on a CB2, right? But if he's going to play, if you draft him with a plan of having him play both sides, I mean, you're filling two positions of need at once, right? Like, yeah, the Patriots kind of do need a CB2 at the same time. And if you fill that, and then you also get your receiver one, I mean that's such a rarity. I mean, he is a generational talent. And, you know, if New England, if they feel conviction that he is going to be the best player in the draft and that he is going to fill both of those needs and play well for them, then by all means take him, you know? I mean, he's a great player. And, you know, if New England can kind of stick to that type of game plan where they're like, okay, let's fix the offensive line. We don't need to get it elite. We'll say top 15, right? We can get a top 15 offensive line, we'll be good. You go get a receiver one for Drake May, you know, because that's kind of the the solution for a lot of young quarterbacks taking the next jump. Josh Allen got Diggs. I mean, when Patrick Mahomes stepped on the scene, he already had Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. I mean, even this past season with Sam Darnold, like, he had Justin Jefferson to really help him grow. Geno Smith, he had DK and Tyler Lockett. I mean, that's quite the duo. I mean, Tua, I mean, really took a big jump when they went and got Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. So, I really think New England needs to do that next for Drake May, and that will be the next step of his development into turning him into an all-pro type quarterback. So, yeah, I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate it, and I just wanted to pray all out. So, dear God, thank you for this opportunity just to even have this platform where I can speak to people about football, and it's so amazing that you created that, Lord. And I pray to anyone else out listening there, just give them the heart and the motivation just to go chase after you and chase after their dreams especially, and tell them to not give up on it, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, thanks guys for listening in. This has been Future NFL Scout. This is my pilot episode, so I hope you guys enjoyed it. Have a good day, y'all.